I know that right now you're feeling so uncomfortable and scared as that sense of dread and panic hangs over you. But don't worry. I'm going to talk you through this. You're going to be absolutely fine. You've nothing to fear. You will push through this. We're going to do this together, you and me, right now. See, anxiety arrives in waves, and your wave of anxiety is going to peak and subside. Trust me on that. The wave of panic you're feeling right now isn't going to last forever. It's not going to cause you to pass out. It's not going to stop you from breathing. It's not going to cause a heart attack. Your body is so well able to handle this. Think of all the panic attacks you've had in the past. You've survived 100% of them. All of those times you were convinced that this was the big bad one that could finally push you over the edge, but it didn't. This is no different. Don't let anxiety trick you into thinking any different. The thought of a tiger is not a tiger. This nervous arousal you feel is nothing more than a vigorous workout for your body. Trust me when I tell you that, as uncomfortable as everything feels right now, in a few moments you're going to feel a lot better. It's just me and you here. We're a bit like two surfers standing on the beach, about to run into the ocean and ride this wave of anxiety together. I'm coming along for the ride. I want you to get excited by the idea of riding this wave out. You do that by repeating to yourself, I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. It doesn't matter if you feel terrified. Fake it. Simply telling yourself you feel excited causes the right mental shift to happen. I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. You should be excited. We're about to ride the wave out. I know you feel scared right now, but trust me, this feeling will pass. It's not going to get worse. You're not in any danger. Just get as comfortable as you can with this discomfort. The sensations that are terrifying you right now are just sensations of an aroused nervous system. Nothing more. The trick is not to try and stop the sensations, but to flow with them. Go spaghetti right now. Let your body feel loose. Sway or rock ever so slightly from side to side. Create a sense of flow and movement. Let the emotions and sensations run freely through you. Now we're going to run towards this wave of anxiety and ride it out using the 21-second countdown. You do this by telling your anxiety that you're not going to waste any more time with any of its idle threats and that it has 21 seconds to do its worst. 21 seconds to get as bad as it's going to get. But if after 21 seconds and nothing has happened, then it must stop making empty threats. Whatever issue it is that you fear, it must happen within that 21-second time frame. Demand it. If your heart is going to explode, then it has 21 seconds to do so. If you're going to stop breathing, then you've 21 seconds to do so. If you're going to faint, 21 seconds. But absolutely no more time than that. When you set a specific time frame, you turn the tables and establish clear boundaries of control. In short, you call anxiety's bluff. If it were a poker game, you'd be asking your anxiety to show its hand. This works because it places you in charge of the experience. You're no longer getting tossed around by the sensations of panic and anxiety. It's a very subtle switch in perception that enables you to re-establish control. Say to yourself, I'm not going to waste any more time and energy worrying about panic attacks. I've had enough. I'm going to be generous and give you, anxiety, 21 seconds to get as bad as it's going to get. But if nothing has happened after 21 seconds, then sorry, but the opportunity has officially passed. Now, in a moment, we're going to start counting down from 21 together, but nice and slowly. Don't rattle it off as fast as you can. Really tease it out, like you did when you were a child playing a game and you never wanted to reach zero. Teasing it out is key because it allows you to feel generous. You're really giving anxiety every possible chance to do its worst. Let's do it together right now. Are you ready to surf this wave? Trust me, you're in good hands. You can do this. You are safe. Let's go. 21, 20, 19, 18. Come on, anxiety. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13. Get worse. I demand it. 12, 11, 10. You're running out of time, anxiety. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Okay, anxiety, I'm going to give you a chance. I'll really slow down so you can throw everything you have at me. 2 3/4, 2 1/2, 2 1 3/4. Last chance now. 1 1/2. I really can't wait any longer. 1 0. Sorry, you're too late, anxiety. We've run out of time. Well done. You've been as generous as you could be with your anxiety, but it's very apparent that it's another false alarm, and anxiety has just been wasting your time again. Yes, your body will still feel very on edge, but you can trust now that it will no longer escalate into a heightened state of panic. You might also feel a hot flush sensation now as the anxiety winds down and the waves of stress hormones clear. You can really trust that there's no threat and that you're safe. Incredibly, you've bravely demanded that a panic attack should happen, and it didn't. You demanded that the sensations you feared most should do their worst, and nothing. You rode the wave instead of letting it toss you around. You're still alive and well in one piece. You can feel really good because you've shattered the illusion of threat that was hanging over you like a dark cloud. You can see that the panic attack never had anything substantial to threaten you with in the first place. The game is up. Panic was bluffing. So we just challenged the false threat using a paradoxical approach. This approach is the most powerful way to end your fear of fear and to build up your confidence fast. I want to now help you feel more comfortable by reducing the amount of stress hormones in your system using specific muscle contractions. Contracting your leg and arm muscles send a message to the part of your brain that controls the stress response. That part of the brain thinks there's a real threat, like a charging elephant. So we use these muscle contractions to trick it into thinking that you're now fleeing the threat, so that it in turn can stop releasing stress hormones. The contractions also help to burn off some of the excess nervous energy in your body. Let's do 3 reps of the contractions together right now. Now, don't do this piece, of course, if you're driving a car or operating heavy machinery. Start by clasping your hands together and contracting all the muscles in your arms and your legs. That means you're tensing your calf muscles, your thighs, and the muscles in your arms all at the same time. Do that now and hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Now rest for a few seconds. And as you rest, you can take some deep breaths if you like, breathing in, hold, and release. Breathing in again. Hold and release. Okay, so let's do another rep of the contractions. Clasp your hands together and contract all the muscles in your arms and legs, your calf muscles, your thighs, and the muscles in your arms all at the same time. And holding for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. And again, rest for a moment, breathing in, hold, and release. Breathing in again, hold, and release. And And now we'll do it one final time. Contract all your muscles together. Hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. And breathing in, hold and release. Breathing in again, holding and release. Good work. Those muscle contractions will help turn off the stress response faster, so you can already start to feel more comfortable knowing the waves of adrenaline are diminishing. It's not uncommon for smaller waves of anxiety to arrive, like aftershocks. If they do, simply repeat the steps we just did by playing this audio over again. Let me finish by saying I'm very proud of you. You've faced your panic attack head on. You rode the wave clean out. Only a person who's experienced panic attacks can truly appreciate how courageous it is to do this. You're very brave. Give yourself the credit you deserve. Tap yourself on the shoulder. Go on, really tap yourself on your shoulder right now and mentally congratulate yourself. Well done. Each time you tackle your anxiety in this manner, your bravery and courage will strengthen. You're winning back your freedom.